Dale and Betty have been planning the robbery for weeks. The bank is in a small enough town that it would take ages for a SWAT team to mobilize, but it's busy enough to net them a big score. They pull their masks down. They feel confident as they walk into the bank. This isn't the first bank they've hit. They've got a tried and true method, and the cops have never gotten a single lead on them. They know exactly when the bank has the most cash, and they're ready for another score. It's always such a rush. Betty is the eyes and Dale is the muscle. Dale steps ahead and pulls out his gun. Betty watches the group of people freeze, and she pulls out her own gun and watches for any signs of people thinking they can be heroes. So far, they all seem docile. She nods at Dale, and he approaches the tellers. Dale chucks a duffel bag on the counter, and the bank tellers comply, opening the cash drawers and piling money into the bag. There's even more than Betty and Dale hoped for, and within a minute or two, the bag is full of untraceable cash. Betty keeps her gun trained on the group of customers, while Dale keeps the tellers under control. The key to their success is to make it quick and not get too greedy. Going after the vault is a bad idea. They always have to assume that someone's tripped the silent alarm and the cops are on their way. When the bag's full, it's time to scram. Dale grabs the bag and they hotfoot it out of the bank and jump into their waiting car. Dale hands the bag to Betty and starts the car. There's no sign of police yet, and they're getting away cleanly. They hear the sirens before the cop car appears in their rearview mirror. Their clean getaway isn't looking so clean anymore. Dale puts his foot down and hauls ass. So far, it looks like only one cop car is on their tail, and he plans to keep it that way. He takes a sharp corner, the tires screeching. Betty holds onto the grab handle to keep herself steady as they speed around the corner, but she never once worries that Dale doesn't know what he's doing. She has complete faith in him. Dale takes a few circuitous routes to make sure they aren't being tailed anymore. The coast is clear. They pull their masks off, and as they drive to their hideout, a no-tell motel on the outskirts of town, the adrenaline doesn't fade. Instead, it morphs into something sensual and exciting. They always have the best sex after a successful robbery. Betty can't help but lean over the console and pull Dale into a quick, deep kiss. Desire licks up Dale's spine, and he curses the fact that he can't speed towards the motel or just pull over and fuck Betty right there. It would draw too much attention, and the last thing they need is someone catching them with their pants down and a bag full of stolen cash. Having to wait to get to the motel doesn't lessen Betty's desire. In fact, delayed gratification only makes her hornier. By the time they pull up in front of their room, she feels like she's going to vibrate out of her skin with want. Dale puts his hand on Betty's thigh. They exit the car quickly and head into their ground floor room. Betty empties the bag of cash onto the bed, admiring their score, while Dale closes the door. He can't wait to get his hands on her. His lips on her. Dale comes up behind Betty and puts his hands on her hips, pulling her close. She can feel his hardness against her lower back, and it makes her quiver in responding want. Dale starts kissing her neck, his lips finding all her sensitive spots. Dale smiles into Betty's neck and runs his hands up her sides, feeling the gorgeous outline of her curves. He moves his hands to the front, finding her breast and cupping them while he continues to suck kisses into her neck. Dale starts tugging off Betty's clothes, starting with her top. She helps him, eager to get naked and feel his body against hers. Dale admires every inch of skin he uncovers. He unhooks Betty's bra and lets it fall to the floor, joining her top. He resumes his earlier position, holding her close and feeling her up. He can't keep his hands off of her. Betty loves the feeling of Dale's hands on her, but she aches for him in a way his hands can't satisfy. She turns around in his arms and kisses him, showing him through her lips just how badly she needs him. Betty's eagerness is such a turn-on. As they kiss, Dale reaches down between them and starts taking her pants off. They have to break the kiss, but parting is worth it to get Betty naked. She helps, and together, they rid her of her pants and panties, leaving her naked for Dale to enjoy. Betty thrives under Dale's hungry gaze. It feels so good to know how much he wants her, more than the cash that was sitting on their bed. But she isn't there to do a show. Betty cups Dale through his pants, feeling the evidence of his desire. Betty's hand feels good, but he needs so much more. Betty isn't wasting any time. She starts to unzip Dale's pants, her deft fingers making quick work of the fastenings. Dale doesn't let Betty stay in control for long. He flips her around and pushes her down onto the bed. The dollar bills are spread around Betty, 10 times better than rose petals. Dale takes his place behind Betty at the edge of the bed and helps her just until they are perfectly aligned. They've never fucked on cash before, and it makes things even hotter. He lifts Betty's hips, perfectly presenting her to him. He can see her glistening pussy, so ready for him. Betty feels Dale line himself up, teasing her with his cock. She groans as he pushes into her, finally giving her what she needs. Dale loves the way Betty clings to him, her wet pussy holding him tight. He starts to thrust, slow and steady. Dale can't deny her. He speeds up, fucking her deep and giving her everything she needs. She grabs onto the bed sheets, gathering up fistfuls of cash as she holds herself steady as he fucks her exactly how she likes. He can feel how close Betty is, and he keeps the same pace, driving her towards the edge of bliss and chasing his own pleasure.